Hello there, good to see you. From the CNN Center in Atlanta, I'm Virginia Chow with a look at what's happening now in the news. The Bush administration is considering a plan B, as it were, to help Detroit's big three automakers after the Senate failed to pass a bailout plan. The White House may use some money set aside for Wall Street and give that to the auto industry. The markets turned mixed after news that the White House might step in and help the auto industry. Still, the Dow Jones remained in negative numbers at last check, although right now it is positive. Asian and European markets tumbled in Friday trading. European Union members have agreed on an economic stimulus package of about $264 billion. The announcement came at an EU summit in Brussels. It's hoped the money will help dig the continent out of the current recession. Meantime, in Florida, investigators are trying to identify the skeletal remains of a young child. They were found less than a half mile from the home of three-year-old Kaylee Anthony, who's been missing since June. Police tell CNN that they searched Kaylee's grandparents' home overnight, and they, quote, absolutely found something of interest. Meantime, Kaylee's mother, Casey Anthony, has been charged with her daughter's murder, as you may already know, based mainly on circumstantial evidence. Jurors in the Brian Nichols case returned for a fourth day of deliberation today. The jury was unable to reach a unanimous decision on a sentence of life in prison or death for Nichols yesterday. Nichols was convicted of killing a judge and three others in a violent shooting spree that began in a downtown Atlanta courthouse in 2005. You're now up to date. CNN is your source for the very latest headlines online, on TV, even on your wireless gadget. Thanks for logging on.